You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. WOSU has been asking listeners to send us their biggest questions about Columbus. It's a project called Curious Seabus. Megan Bursey noticed something different about the city when she visited her girlfriend last December.
There were just pride flags everywhere and like Make America Gay Again flags. People were very openly gay, which was very comforting.
So she asked us,
why are there so many LGBT folks in Columbus?
Data backs up Megan's instinct. A 2015 Gallup poll put Columbus in the top 15 of the nation's 50 largest metro areas, with 4.3% of its population identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. In 2010, the Gay Lesbian Index listed us as one of the top 20 gayest cities in America. Those stats and designations may be relatively new, but Julia Applegate from the Institute of LGBTQ Health Equity at Equitas Health says the question is anything but.
People have been asking this question for the whole 25 years I've been here. Why? Why Columbus?
The answer for her was pretty simple. As an out lesbian navigating her identity as a young adult, she wanted to be surrounded by other people in the LGBTQ community.
So I moved here with that whole purpose in mind. I had no job. I didn't have an intention to stay, really. I didn't really care. I didn't know anything about Columbus. I wasn't drawn to the city itself. I was drawn to knowing that there was a community here.
And she found that community almost immediately.
I got my first job after graduate school at a coffee shop that was the really like the cheers of the LGBTQ community. I mean, it was all queers all day long, all the time. You know, most of the employees were LGBT identified. And that was a really safe space to be every day.
But the roots of Columbus's status as an LGBTQ-friendly city predate Applegate's move here in the 90s.
Columbus has been holding, for example, the Pride Parade since right around 1981, 1982, right around there.
Eric Feingold is with the Gay Ohio History Initiative as the curator of the Ohio History Connection. He says cultural events like Pride and organizations like Stonewall Columbus earned the city a reputation.
Columbus is seen as kind of the epicenter of LGBTQ life in Ohio and certainly between the three big cities, Cincy, Cleveland, and Columbus.
That, in turn, inspires others to come here. Amin Ghaziani is a sociologist who studies the intersection of geography and LGBTQ identities at the University of British Columbia. He says an out-and-proud culture has a snowball effect.
Several decades ago, it may very well have been the case that simply sharing a sexual orientation and a minority sexual orientation specifically was sufficient to say that that's where you would want to live. And so we see the emergence of these gay districts.
Ghaziani says cities with a high percentage of LGBTQ populations often share a few common factors: democratic political leanings, good nightlife and social scenes, major universities, all of which Columbus has. But Ghaziani says the landscape is changing as acceptance grows.
Gay neighborhoods are a spatial response to a historically specific form of oppression. To borrow, I think, a really beautiful phrase from geographers Mickey Loria and Larry Knopf, when the nature of oppression changes, so too should the spatial response, which is why we are increasingly seeing this incredible diversification of same-sex location decisions.
Applegate doesn't deny the city has become more welcoming and safe for LGBTQ populations since she's moved here.
It's better. There are more options, but it's not resolved. That's why I have a job. That's why I work in this field, because it is not resolved. There is a lot of work to do still. We are not in a completely safe environment.
In the meantime, the Make America Gay Again flags will keep waving in the short north. This is All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News.